furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
BT and Sal back on the fan. We should have Max Fried joining the show before we say goodbye at 2 o'clock. One more note, BT, before we get back to the calls. Brian Hoke, I just saw him tweet this. The Yankees are scheduled to have an in-person meeting with...
Give me Walker.
No.
Who?
Even better.
Even better?
I think, yeah.
Even better. Oh, my God.
Doesn't mean they're going to get him, but
well,
at
hold
least...
on. Even better. All right, so you're like me with Bregman. We like him, but it's going to be too long. We don't want Santander.
Right.
We don't want Pete for the Yankees.
Right.
Who?
Roky Sasaki.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't know who else made the cut. Remember, this week we were supposed to find out who made the cut.
Yes.
To get the in-person meetings.
Wasn't even thinking about him. Wow.
Media, I saw this come up. So then Hoke said Yankees scheduled to have an in-person meeting with Roky Sasaki. Brian Cashman said that today. So,
I mean, listen, you get... I'm not going to say that they're going to get him, but if they were to get him... Number one, it's incredibly cheap. Then maybe you could package Clark Schmidt.
The reason,
you could do something else. Trade for third baseman. Man, yeah, from the Rockies. There's things you could do.
The reason why I would say even better, it's not that the Yankees need Sasaki, but he is the greatest value in baseball. How he pans out, who the hell knows? But a young pitcher with his stuff and his potential for nothing.
Yes, he's making nothing.
It's the greatest asset and value that the sport could have. So whoever gets him is going to be lucky. And right now, it's the idea that even he would take the meeting. Now, it is the Yankees. But still, East Coast, New York. Remember, we talked about a small, medium market?
Yep.
So now I'd be curious to see if the Mets even make that list. But either way, you know, Yankees have a meeting set with Sasaki, so at least they're in the game.
Well, I hope it's the Pirates, the Reds, and the Yankees. I'll take my chances with those three, with those other two teams.
I was hearing.
You want a small market, you want here?
I was hearing from the reporters that I know and talk to all the time. I don't know if they've got on the record with this, so I won't name them in particular. But we've all heard that it was likely Dodgers and then Padres as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it almost seemed like a foregone conclusion that it was going to be one of those two teams.
Yeah.
But the idea that he's at least open a meeting with the Yankees, that would give us hope. Mets need him. Yankees, he'd be a luxury for the Yankees. And if they did, then you're right. They would have to trade or could trade Heal or Clark Schmidt.
You guys hear that?
What?
Huh? Hoff, do you hear that? Don't.
No, here we go.
So?
Yeah.
You know who's knocking? Uncle Mo.
Yeah. Oh,
he wants back in.
Oh, stop. Yeah, Uncle Mo.
You can say stop all you want. Tell me the Yankees don't have momentum.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know, the thing about Sasaki with the, it would be like $2.5 million. So you're right. It would be incredible value. But you think about the ability to monetize the Japanese player, like the revenue stream that obviously.
No, it's a home run.
Oh, my God. I mean, if you're paying him $2.5 million and he's bringing in, I'm just throwing it out there, $25 extra million of advertising. Now, Ohtani's bringing in a ton, and I'm not saying that it's going to be, you know, apple to apple because Ohtani's amazing and we don't really know what Sasaki is yet. But the Yankees could, I mean, listen, I'm not even banking on them getting him.
I want to get your hopes up a little bit.
No, I'm not. I'm a little surprised that they're going to get the face-to-face. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, well, I am too. Even from a Mets perspective, I'm excited about it too because it shows that he would be open to New York. Now, maybe he says no to the Mets. Who knows early on? Right now, we have Max Fried. We know he will be in the rotation for the Yankees. Max, BT, and Sal here on the Fan. Welcome to New York. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Not bad. First one for me, Max. What were your other options? What are the teams that you have to make a choice to decide to choose the Yankees over?
Oh, man. I don't know if I'm going to be completely honest, guys. I don't know where the I don't know what the line is or what's appropriate or not for me to be talking about. So I'll let me get back to you on that one.
Hey,
listen, to my agent.
Yeah, the last thing we're trying to do is get you in kangaroo court here, getting pinched out of the first interview.
Exactly.
Was it a tough decision?
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
I mean, whenever you're making a commitment to, you know, be somewhere for a long time, I think there's a lot of thought that goes into it. But when it came down to it, the Yankees showed a lot of interest, and obviously it's an amazing organization. So, I'm extremely excited to be able to make that commitment and then also to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. The staff is loaded. Obviously, Cole's are going to be a Hall of Famer. I mean, Luis Gil is straight up filthy. Yourself, Rodon is no slouch either. Clark Schmidt could throw it. See, I did a dive. I'm looking at your numbers. You're not so much the numbers, but your repertoire. And I find this really interesting. For those who don't know, you mess around basically with seven pitches. You got the four-seamer, you got the big curve, which are your two go-to for the most part. Then you have two sliders, a cutter, a change, a sinker. What I find fascinating, because I've talked to other pitchers about this, sometimes when you leave the bullpen, you don't even necessarily know what you have. You think you're on, you're off. You think you're off, you're on. How do you find a way to command that many pitches?
You go into it, and you give it everything you got, and you kind of just go with the flow. I mean, honestly, it's you have an idea. It's kind of, you know, the famous saying of in a boxing match, you got to plan until you get hit in the face. You go out there and, you know, if I got something, it might not be working early, but you stick with it, and then eventually you get the feel for it, and it comes back. And, you know, it's nice to have a bunch of different toys to be able to, you know, change speeds and keep hitters off balance. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's about getting outs. So however I can do it with whatever pitches I have, let's get as many outs as I can and as least amount of pitches I can.
Now, Max, you're familiar with playing against New York, obviously your time in the NL East with the Braves and beating up on the Mets there as much as you did. Different type of pressure, though, when you put on the pinstripes and you're playing for New York in that big contract. How do you think you're prepared to handle the pressure of New York and being a Yankee?
I mean, it's the same game. No matter what city you're in, you're still 60 feet 6 inches away, and it's a competitive mano a mano. You know, the environment's a little different, but I'm an extremely competitive guy. So for me, it's just about going out there, staying within myself, and, you know, for me, it's. If I take the ball and the Yankees win that day, it's a good day for me.
There you go. It's a good day for Yankee fans as well. Max Fried, BT and Sal on the Fan. You're obviously competitive. You're serious. You're focused. But when you're not pitching, are you going to cut it up a little bit in the locker room? What's the personality when you're not on the mound doing your job?
I'm pretty laid back. I definitely take my job seriously, but, you know, laid back. I'd like spending time with friends and family. You know, whether it's playing some board games or cards with some of the guys or whatever it may be to pass the time. But I'm a pretty competitive guy, so even when I'm not at the field, I'm normally playing some sort of board game or chess or something like that to, you know, get that edge. Maybe some video games.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We're talking with Max Fried. Max, why the difference in numbers? You're World Series champion, obviously, with the Atlanta Braves. You had some terrific seasons with the Braves. But why the numbers dropping off in the postseason? Anything to that or just circumstance?
I mean, realistically, I've had some – my last couple ones have kind of – they haven't been good, right? I've went a couple – three, four innings, gave up some runs, and – you know, all in all, just it hadn't been good recently. So, but you know, don't make mistake that, like, I'm confident being able to take the ball in the postseason and, you know, delivering a win. It hasn't gone well, but doesn't mean that can't change.
There you go. So you've seen Judge from a distance. What do you think it's gonna be like playing with number 99?
It'll be nice not facing him, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Especially in this ballpark with his power of being able to go out to right field. You know, he's been doing it for such a high level for so long that it's going to be fun to watch him for 162. You know, he's multiple time MVP. You know, I've just heard unbelievable things about him as a person. So to be able to get to know him and watch him on a daily basis, I'm excited.
There you go. So that's Max Fried, one of the newest Yankee edition. BT and Sal here on the Fan. I'm curious about this. We talked about, you know, who else was really close to the Yankees. You didn't want to divulge that. We respect it. But how much homework do you do specifically? Because, listen, this is our job. We obsess over the stuff, Yankees and Mets, every day. The offseason moves. Were you able to go to the Yankees and address, hey, who's going to be playing first? Who's going to be playing third? What are we doing in the outfield? Did it get to that point, and were you given, I don't want to say assurances, but a good direction that maybe more moves might be coming for the Yanks?
You know, there were, you know, conversations, nothing specific, but at the same time, it's the New York Yankees, and they put a competitive roster year in, year out. They're in the playoffs competing for a World Series every single year. I think as far as personnel, you know, I got a lot of confidence that they're going to put the right players in place to be able to have a team that's going to be able to compete for a World Series.
Max, any truth to the rumor you left the Braves because you didn't want to face Soto in the NL East?
No, I love facing him. You know, it's a competitive matchup. You know, he brings it every single at bat. He doesn't take an at bat off. So, you know, you got to bring your A game. So it's always fun competing against them.
That's a good answer, man. And by the way, the American League East isn't too shabby either. Hey, listen, man,
no.
Welcome to New York. Congrats on the contract. Number 54 looks good on you. Watch some of the old footage from the 70s with Goose, if you haven't already done that. Goose Gossage, who used to wear it. So you got to get on that as well, all right?
Absolutely. I'm on it.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, Max.
All righty. Thank you, guys.
Yep. Now, there you have it. Nice. Max Fried. Hey, I had to hit him with that soda.
That's
there.
Funny.
I really wanted to get over. Hey, Max, you and your buddies made fun of me in 2022 because the NL East was over. He was with the Braves, of course, that year, BT. He was great against the Mets. He was a big game pitcher in that regard. But you look up his postseason numbers, not very good.
ERA is over 5.
I loved his answer, though. He had a few bad starts. Doesn't mean, you know what, don't bet against me.
Mm-hmm.
He's a gamer, too. And I know, like, you look at the leading the league in complete games, not what it used to be. Like, there's one or two.
Yeah.
But he's still done it. Like, you know, Fried has been a guy that can finish what he starts. So I told you this before. I'm curious to see how he plays in New York. Seems to have the right attitude. But until you see him do it under that pressure, you don't know. But he would have been the one guy that I would have looked to sign if I'm the Yankees. Or any team looking for a top pitcher.
He's terrific, man. He misses barrels. He pitches to soft contact. He's a gamer. He's serious. He's focused. He's perfect for this team. Now you just got to go out there and do it. And, you know, by chance, he gets off to a rough start if he were to. And we've seen it happen before. Hell, Tino was like 1-for-24. He got booed. You know, it's one thing to sit here, and I think it's going to be a terrific marriage, certainly for the first couple of years of this contract. I don't know about the back end. But as long as he gets off to a good start, it's going to be great. If he gets off to a rocky start, well, then he's got a chance to show that he's got that early medal and adjust to, you know, a city that's as tough as any city.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.